Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
Hello, hello. This is the Locked On NFL Podcast, and I am Matt Williamson. We are going to do a short today on the state of the Cardinals organization as we speak here in early June. And what's interesting is if you look at the offseason, and especially the draft, it's very win now as an overview. You know, that let's enhance the defense and get guys we'd like on that side of the ball while Larry Fitzgerald and Carson Palmer are in the twilights of their careers. However, if the draft breaks slightly different and maybe Kansas City doesn't trade up to right in front of Arizona, and if Pat Mahomes is sitting there, do they take him and make it a much more build-for-the-future type of draft? I tend to think that they might have. But because that wasn't an option, I think Arians would love Mahomes. But because that wasn't an option, and I have no problem with Haason Reddick, I mean, he fits exactly what they want and is a fantastic player, I think they said, you know, no risk it, no biscuit. Let's go after it. You know, we're going to go try to make one more run. In the end, I don't think that's going to work out for Arizona, but I like the aggressive approach. I feel like this window is really closing on this team, but we'll see. I mean, I'm not 100% sold on that theory. You know, I mean, I think Palmer's playing a little better than the general consensus realizes, and I don't think he's shown the digression of, say, an Eli Manning. But as stated, there's nobody behind him. This is David Johnson's offense. Of course, it should be. I think TJ Logan's a nice change of pace addition. Andre Ellington's been moved to wide receiver for the most part. You know, I mean, and so that, you know, that's, he can always bounce back and help that way. But it's going to be Johnson, and Johnson's clearly the most important guy in this offense. One of the best receiving backs in the league as well. And the receiving core just ain't what it used to be. I mean, Larry's still phenomenal, and I would imagine there's another highly productive year from him in store. I have very high hopes for John Brown, returning from a very injury-plagued and strange offseason. J.J. Nelson adds a spark. They seem to be very high on Chad Williams. I have a little bit of doubt there. They gave Jermaine Gresham a pretty good chunk of money before really knowing what the tight end market was. I think he's adequate, not great. The offensive line is also adequate, not great. I think they got a steal for Dorian Johnson in the fourth round. I think he'll plug him in at right guard, and he'll be a longtime starter. Iupati's the other guard, good player. Center's an issue. You know, I helped recruit A.J. Shipley way back when, almost got him to go to Pitt, and he's had a solid career since, but he's a backup. DJ Humphreys has been disappointing, and they're moving him from right tackle to left, and Valdir from left to right. I guess, you know, I'm going to just defer here. Obviously, they know better, but is that a wonderful move? Does that decrease the effectiveness of Valdir? So I look at this offense with the exception of Johnson and think, okay, but certainly not great. You know, not what it used to be. On defense, it's kind of the same. That there's certain star power here. Chandler Jones, Patrick Peterson, Tyrann Mathieu, who I think has a lot to do with the fortunes of this defense, of what player he returns as. Love the Reddick and Baker additions. You know, they're both extremely versatile, extremely athletic, extreme playmakers. Use them all over the field. Going back to when Todd Bowles was a defensive coordinator, this is a team that likes to play with a lot of speed on defense. Six defensive backs. Deion Buchanan is a safety-turned-linebacker. Again, speed. A lot of blitzing. A lot of man coverage on the outside. Which is great with Peterson, but the number two corner position is really weak to me. Brandon Williams was a liability in his rookie year. Will he step up? Maybe. Will Mathieu be forced to play more corner? maybe. How sound is Matthew right now? Is he going to be the Honey Badger of old? I hope so. A really fun player to watch. They do have Tyvon Branch and Anton Bethea, who are veterans that are quality players. Baker's a wild card. So the secondary and these little fellas, you know, they're speed guys, are good with the exception of the corner opposite, who I think is the best corner in the league, and Peterson. And therefore, that spot gets picked on without mercy throughout the year. Became very athletic on the second level with the drafting of Reddick to pair with Buchanan. I would think those guys are every down players, especially whenever you think big picture, you know, as soon as everybody's acclimated and happy and where they're supposed to be, good. Marcus Golden is certainly an underrated and quality edge player, especially when you have a force like Chandler Jones on the other side. So for the most part, you know, they're under 300-pound guys. I have a big question at a starting corner spot, but overall is a good, versatile, athletic group. My concern is with the over 300-pound guys. You know, the Calais Campbell's gone. Right now your starters are, you know, Corey Peters, Rodney Gunther, Robert Nimdiche, who sort of like Tyrann Mathieu is a huge wild card, and his production will define how successful this defense is overall. Unlike with Mathieu, though, he has yet to do anything to make you think that he will do, you know, reach those heights and reach and fulfill his immense talents at the NFL level. I mean, it's only been 1 year. So this whole team, I look at and I think the window's kind of closing. There's things to be excited about. But when the window closes, it might be real ugly in 2018-19.
Support for this podcast comes from NetSuite. NetSuite lets you run your business from your phone, so you can see what's going on with your company in real time. Go to netsuite.com/podcast to get your free guide and find out why NetSuite is the last business system you'll ever need.